Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and get healthy now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight. I am an educator, speaker, radio show host, author, and a full circle health coach. All right, today we're going to have a fun topic, which is actually a bread recipe, and I'm going to give you five variations of it. But before I start with that, let me tell you that at the end of the show, I'm going to have a little gift for you just for listening. And if you have any questions, suggestions, whatever it is, comments, please contact me. I will give you my contact information at the end also. So both of us can learn, or all of us can learn from one another. How amazing is that? All right. As I said, today's topic is recipes, and I'm actually going to start with an original bread recipes. The holiday season is a season to bake, to have good, wonderful smells in the house, and to have actually healthy good smells is even better than otherwise. So let me start by giving you some choices, and we can go from there. There are recipes that are for, you know, hand-kneaded breads or for the bread machine. Due to some issues with arthritis and stuff, I have chosen the bread machine because that's easier for me. It saves me time, and it allows me to make some changes that I like to make. All right, in a general recipe, an original recipe, I found that they use 4 cups of flour, 2 eggs, 2 teaspoons of salt, 2 teaspoons of Fleischmann's yeast, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 12 ounces of lukewarm liquid. So that's about the original that we use for making an original loaf of bread. So when you put all that into the bread machine, then just add everything together and then push it on the bread cycle, bread making cycle, which is, I think most bread machines are the same. It's probably a basic bread or a French bread or whatever you want to choose. And that also depends on the versions that I give you now. So it's usually, for me, it's a basic bread. And then about 2.5 hours later, so the bread comes out, the whole house smells good, you don't have a mess, and it is just really delicious. However, I have received questions from friends and family and other people. Well, you know, this doesn't sound too healthy to me, and I don't want to use 2 eggs, and I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do that. Do you have any different ways of doing it? I said, yes, I do. So let me talk about the second version that I tried out. Instead of 4 cups of flour, I used 3 cups of bread flour, 1/2 cup of rolled oats, or the quick oats, from Quaker Oats, and 1/2 cup of rye flour, because when I started this, my father-in-law was still with us, and he enjoyed rye bread, so I put 1/2 cup of rye flour in it. Everything else was the same, such as 2 eggs, salt, the 12 ounces of lukewarm water, the yeast, and then I said, you know what? I can do even better than that. And the question came up, what do you mean you can do better than that? It tastes good. I say, yeah, but I really think we can make it even healthier. So that's when I came up with the next version, which is then version 3. And there I used the same as in version 2, I used 3 cups of flour, bread flour, 1 cup of oats, half a cup of rye flour. And then instead of the two eggs, I came across flaxseed meal, and I read on the label, and it says that three scoops of flaxseed meal equal one egg. So since the recipe called for two eggs, I put six scoops of flaxseed meal in, and then I figured out what the water was. And the best way it was always double the water to the scoops of flaxseed meal plus one tablespoon extra. So to make it easy for you, I've done the math. So six scoops of flaxseed meal equal add afterwards 13 tablespoons of water, or instead of counting up to 13, do 2/3 cups of water. Then mix it, and the best thing is to put it in the refrigerator for up to 15 minutes or so, so it can start processing and binding and homogenizing before you actually put it in. In the meantime, put in the flour, the yeast, and I use 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, which is not processed. The white sugar is, it's healthier. Sometimes I even use now coconut sugar, which is even healthier. I have tried it with honey, and I have tried it with maple syrup. I personally, you can do whatever you want, but I personally have found that the brown sugar actually works really, really well. Then I finished the recipe with everything else I said. Now I came up with a fourth version that I like even better, which is 3 cups of bread flour, half a cup of oats, half a cup of coconut flour, and half a cup of ground up avocado seeds. If you listened to one of my previous sessions here on the Blog Talk Radio, you heard me say that the avocado seed has 13 health benefits. And taking from those, I said, okay, why not add more fiber to the bread? Why not add the 13 health benefits to a bread? Because when you go to the store and you read the labels, I'm pretty sure you're going to be as shocked as I was with how much sodium is in there, how much sugar is in there, how much. And sugar, we're not talking about just the regular sugar, the white sugar, the brown sugar, the coconut sugar. We're talking about fructose, glucose, and all these wonderful words with O-S-E at the end that then actually into an alcohol. So let's not go there. I decided I'm going to try it differently. And so I started adding half a cup of ground up avocado seeds. And just to refresh your memory, every time I eat an avocado, I wash the seed, dry it for a few days, and then cut it up and then grind it up into a flour with either a Vitamix or a coffee bean grinder or a nut grinder, whatever you have that's strong enough. The seed is actually not that hard. It's not as hard as coffee beans are, but you do not want to grind it before it's semi-dry, because otherwise it's just one clump, one mess, and it's hard to get it out of the grinder. So anyway, having said that, that was my fourth version. And then I came up to my fifth, and that's my favorite. Okay, I take again 3 cups of bread flour, half a cup of oats, half a cup of coconut flour, 2 scoops of yeast, Fleischmann's dry yeast, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, and I don't heap them. I take them pretty flat. I pre-mix the 6 scoops of flaxseed meal with the 2/3 cups of water and put it in the refrigerator. And then I put everything else in, such no sodium. I leave the sodium out totally. Sodium is actually mostly a preservative, and it changes the texture just a tiny bit. But if I have a choice of having the perfect texture and less health or more health, true, that is actually really good, but just not quite perfect, I prefer that one. So everything the same as a recipe for. And then I set my bread maker to dough only, which in my case is number 7. That takes about 90 minutes. During that time, I check to make sure it's not too liquid, it's not too dry. You can always add a little bit more flour if you need to, or a little bit more liquid if you need to. But the way I've been giving you the recipe, it usually works out perfectly for me. So I did that, and then after the 90 minutes when it beeps, I take the bread out, or the dough out, put it on a floured, hard, a floured board or something, cut the dough in 4 pieces, pretty much equal pieces. Then I roll out each piece individually, spread it out nicely, and then I put a little bit of brown sugar on it, a little bit of ground cinnamon, some raisins, and I usually have a fresh fruit that I like to put in. It's either an apple or a peach or an apricot or a pear or a prune or plum, whatever you like. Usually I grind that up so because it's easier to roll it up afterwards. So I put that in, spread it, and roll up the section and put it in the bread maker pan back without the hook at the bottom, because you don't want it to mix again, otherwise everything is going to be homogenized. So having done that 4 times and putting it back in, I push the bread maker to number 8, no, to the number where it says 80 minute baking. Then after all that is done, 80 minutes later, it smells yummy and the bread is done. Now there's other recipes that we can do later, but right now I showed you how from one original recipe you can actually change it, one bit at a time. First, I got rid of the eggs, then I got rid of the sodium, then I got rid of all the extra sugar, and I just put a little bit that I put in so it holds together. The cinnamon and the fruit and all that. It's just amazing how good it tastes. I would like you to try it out. The reason why I alleviated the sodium is because we don't need that preservative. When we have a little bit too much bread, because we have no guests or so, what we do is as soon as it's cold, my husband cuts it up into pieces and then we freeze it. And when we take it out, we put it in the toaster. And then it comes out like a brand new fresh bread. It's just so delicious. So anyway, that's how I make my bread in a different variations. And I would like you to try it out and let me know how it worked out for you. The gift I'm going to give you for today is go to www.thomson.inagicweb.com. That's actually the water I use to make the bread. My contact information is www.mickelknight.com, MickelknightH.com. My email, dythompson@mickelknight.com, and my phone number, 562-335-4956. I sure hope you will enjoy baking your bread and the good smell in your house and knowing it is very healthy. Looking forward to hearing from you with suggestions, questions, or just whatever you have to say, or if you have a recipe that you would like to share, please be my guest. I would love to get it. And at this point, those are the 3 ways to get to me with the website. And so I am just saying right now, until next week, stay healthy and empowered, and don't forget to contact me to let me know what you think. Thanks so much and have a great day.